Hello, everyone. I'm Dwayne Moore, and this is the Q&A podcast. Each week, we try to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. Today's question is, why do churches need worship pastors? Now, that may seem like an obvious question to some of us, but actually, we're finding that more and more churches and pastors are evaluating the position of worship pastor to pay for a worship leader in their church. Before we get into this question, I want to tell you about some upcoming events for this fall that I'm really excited about. We have an online class. I've been doing it for years and it's very popular. It's 10 weeks of webinars. I want to encourage you to check our website out and sign up to be a part of that. It starts in September. Also, we have a worship leader intensive. It's a week-long intensive in our home in Alabama. You can find that on our website as well. It's called the Reimagine Worship Intensive. It's in October. And we've been invited to be a part of the Worship Connect Conference in Indiana in September. This conference is put on by Sweetwater Sound, and we are very thankful to be asked to be leading a workshop on leadership there at the conference. So you can find out about all of these things on our website at nextlevelworship.com. Hope to see you at one or more of our events this fall. A few months ago, Worship Leader Magazine asked me to write an article about this very question. So I'm going to take some of the material I shared in that article and share it today with you. Why do churches need worship pastors? Well, let's say you're a lead pastor and you need someone to lead the music in your church. You have enough money to hire a permanent worship leader, but you're thinking about trying a different approach. Instead of paying a worship leader a full-time salary, you could use that same money to bring in some professional worship bands and leaders from outside your church to play each week. Now, before you write that off as an outrageous idea, which no church would ever consider, well, let me tell you this. I know of a church in our area that's already doing that very thing. They don't have an on-staff worship leader. Instead, they rotate four different professional bands each week from outside their church. They contract with them. The band's only responsibility is to come and lead the musical praise in Sunday services. So why would a church contract with outside worship leaders rather than hiring a permanent leader on staff? Maybe it's because they don't see a worship leader's value beyond the platform. Could it be that we who lead worship as a vocation have allowed some pastors and church leaders to think of us mostly for what we do during services? Let's talk about what churches need. A valid question that worship leaders should ask themselves is, what's my real worth to a church? Why would a church want to have me on staff? To evaluate our hiring appeal, if you will, we first need to understand what pastors and churches look for in worship leaders and worship ministries. First of all, churches want effective, excellent worship services. Services that people come back to again and again because they want to. This is the tip of the iceberg, that part of our job that everybody sees each week. The band's got to be tight, the music well prepared, and the flow of the service carefully thought through. Also, churches need worship leaders who are competent in their skills, mature in their faith, trustworthy, and full of character. They want leaders who know God's word and try to live by it. I think a third thing churches look for, and pastors too, is that they want their congregation to be worshipers who love God with their whole hearts. They want their churches to grow spiritually and numerically, and they want worship leaders that can help facilitate that growth. So that's what churches need. What can worship pastors provide? In truth, pastors and churches need what permanent worship leaders can best provide. Think about what the term worship leader means. A true worship leader influences people toward a lifestyle of worship. Through their own lifestyles and how they love others, permanent worship leaders can call people back to a heart of worship, which goes far beyond just singing on a stage. On-staff worship leaders can also help build a system to improve the culture and experience of worship in a church. Here's a powerful maxim that you can use, I challenge you to use, in your worship ministry. Our goal is not to build quality worship services. Rather, it's to build quality worshipers, who in turn will help us build quality worship services. Let me say that again. This is a really important for us to understand and grasp and hopefully apply to our worship ministry. Our goal is not to build quality worship services, but rather to build quality worshipers who will in turn help us build quality worship services. It's like what goes around comes around. Churches who reach for that goal will steadily see the excellence and the effectiveness of their services rise. It's important to be intentional and systematic in pouring into the worship arts team and into the church over months and even years, teaching them and training them about worship and leadership. This is how worship pastors can invest long-term in a church and the health of the church. Let me give you three biblical goals for worship ministries. In Psalm 34, verse 3, David wrote, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." In that one simple verse are three distinct purposes of a worship arts ministry. Permanent worship leaders can focus on a church's worship ministry toward all of these important goals, something a contracted platform artist simply can't do. These goals can be summed up in three simple words: Lord, leader, and laity. Number one is the word Lord. David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord." Any ministry worth its salt will first and foremost seek to magnify the Lord to the best of its ability. Therefore, worship leaders must prioritize developing quality worship services week in and week out. Number two is the word leader. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. The second purpose of worship ministry is found in the word me. Any public appeal to glorify the Lord must include some me's, leaders who invite others to worship. We can't ask people to go where we're not willing to go and able to go ourselves. Me in this context should include every singer, musician, and tech person who helps lead the call to praise. Thus, a successful worship ministry will give precedence to mentoring and developing the me's they have into quality worship leaders. And then the third word is laity. Let us exalt his name together. Our job is to help our congregations worship God more deeply and consistently. David didn't want to be the only one experiencing true worship of our holy God, and neither should we. We can't be satisfied with just letting them watch us worship. We must strive to lead them to live lives of worship. Therefore, worship ministries should emphasize developing quality worshipers within the congregation. So more than a leader, what we need are worship pastors. It should be the role of worship leaders to help pastor and shepherd their congregations and not be content to just sing to them. This is perhaps the most important reason a church should hire a permanent worship leader. It's difficult for contracted bands to have a pastoring heart toward a congregation. Someone whose only responsibility is to lead from the platform doesn't have the time or focus needed to pour into people and raise up quality worship leaders and worshipers. Worship artist Laura Story recently shared with me how she views the responsibilities of worship leaders at her church, Perimeter Church, in Atlanta. She said, "Our worship leaders must be more than song leaders. They must be pastors to our volunteers. Quality worship leaders must refer to our character and our interest in the lives of those serving alongside of us, as well as our musical excellence." So obviously it's important for worship leaders to be excellent on stage. However, if we don't strive to become more than just a music person who leads on the platform, then we could be at risk of eventually being replaced by platform personalities with better voices, cooler looks, and tighter bands. Embracing our responsibilities off stage as well as on stage by striving to love and pour into those within our ministries will build great value in us for any church. Becoming a healthy leader who produces lasting results and a person whom a pastor can thoroughly trust will cause pastors and church leaders to not only want to hire us, but also want to keep us for as long as they can. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. I hope you join us again next week as we continue trying to answer questions that worship leaders are asking. You can find the entire text of what we talked about today at nextlevelworship.com/blog. Thank you so much